The Electric Rodeo is an adult toy megastore podcast about sex, toys, pleasure, and relationships.
It contains adult themes, adult language, and probably too much information about our sex lives.
Sorry, Mum. Kia ora, everyone. Welcome back to the last episode of season 3 of The Electric Rodeo. I'm your host, Emma Hewitt.
And I'm so upset and in denial about the season ending that I refuse to prepare an intro. Tashball.
And we're also not going to stop the podcast. This episode is going to go for 5 hours.
It's going to be live.
Oh, we're sad. It's funny because partway throughout the season, I was like, 20 episodes is too many. And now that we're at the end point, I'm like, oh, we should do more. We should do 30 episodes.
But it's a happy time. We're wrapping up the bucket list. We're updating people on where we got to. These are our final standings.
Yeah.
So there is some positives to it. We won't be sad sex the whole time. We're still going to, talk about sex and fun stuff.
There will still just be tears in my eyes, though.
Oh. Is it allergies?
Yeah, I've got terrible hay fever. For real, though, this eye's going crazy. Mm. Anywho. Well, should we run through? Let's tick off where we got to, and then we can just discuss what we've learned along the way.
Yeah.
Let's get cheesy with it.
Let's get really sentimental with our sex lives, people.
Okay, Tash, let's start with you.
My list?
Yes, please, queen.
Alrighty. First thing on my list, have a threesome. We all know how that went. That was very fun. I wish to have more of them in the future.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to have goals.
Number two, participate in voyeurism. I mean, that was a technical tick. If you was it the fantasy episode?
Sneaky bitch.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think if we're being real, I didn't really tick it off, but we're giving me a technical tick.
Yeah, I reckon you did. You watched people.
I watched a sex
doing
show.
Doing sexy things, right?
Like, did a little voyeurism during the threesome as well when I wasn't participating. Again, it's like, a little sneaky tick, but it's something that I really want to still explore and do way more of in my lifetime. Mm. But good to know that it's there.
Yeah, it's there, it exists. It wasn't as, because I think that at one point we both got quite concerned that was going to be quite difficult to do. But then when you actually start thinking about it a little bit more, it's not like you need to be watching someone through the fucking window like a creep. Like, you can actually be in consensual situations as you should be. But a sex show, a live sex show, or watching your partner fuck someone else. I mean,
Stop it, you're turning me on. the next one, use a vulva pump.
Oh, yes.
Boy, oh, boy. Used it a couple times now.
Oh, yeah, true.
Very fun.
Still
loving it. Very different. Really cool tool for, some solo foreplay, when you're just getting yourself in the mood before you're getting into stuff. But it's also something George and I can enjoy together. He still actually hasn't, watched me use it. And he's been oh, I thought you were going to, call me into the room. I was like, bitch.
You should sense it when I'm using it. You should know.
You can hear it.
Really?
Well, the vibrator.
Oh.
So the pump itself, no. But the vibrator is sitting in the plastic cup. So it's quite loud.
It's really rattling around
it's
in there.
It's literally rattling.
Amazing.
Yeah. Next one, try a rimming toy. We've talked about that one
a bit. And have you gone back to it again? How many times have you used it? Once or twice now?
Twice.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. It's on the bigger end of toys that
Yeah,
I've
true.
Used. I definitely intend to use it a lot more.
Yeah.
I just think between this and double penetration, which is one of the other ones, anal isn't the most regular thing we do during sex.
Yeah.
And it does involve prep and I do need to watch what I eat.
Yeah.
So
no jalapenos.
We've had to be no jalapenos on the pizza as I, made myself do the other evening because we were doing some stuff. But, I think I've just been obviously exploring other types of anal play, so I just haven't gone back to that. But I do very much intend to.
It is big. It takes work to get something
toy.
Like that in the butthole, you know? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Use a spreader bar.
Yeah.
I definitely think this Nah, I love a lot of the things I did. The spreader bar is like quite near the top of the list of like one of my favorite new things that I've tried. I love it, man. I just love it. Love a bit of bondage.
Yeah.
Love a bit of cushioning.
Yeah.
Spreader bars are the tits.
They really are, eh? Mm. Have you been using it like frequently? Like, is it on? It's another thing that actually is a little bit like you can't just whip it out necessarily all the time. But is it another thing that's in the rotation?
Yeah, somewhat. We've used it a handful of times. George has kind of like taken more initiative with being the one to introduce it. So if we're like, you know, kind of vibing on the couch and then we're going to head over to the bed and start having sex, sometimes he'll like grab it and I'll be like,
like, it's on.
It's 10 times better if he's the one like grabbing it and being like, this is what's happening. But I definitely think it's encouraged us to use cuffs more. I think because it is cumbersome, we've used like a little pair of cuffs much more frequently. So I definitely think it's brought bondage more into the rotation.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good outcome.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
We were talking about spreader bars last night because we haven't used ours in ages.
Yeah.
And you'll hear about it soon, but we did something last night that very much lends itself to also including a spreader bar. So I'll talk about that soon. But we're like, right, get that bitch out. Let's go.
Yeah. Up next, try wax play. So fun. Only have done that one the once. Obviously, it kind of involves a bit of interesting cleanup. It's one that we really want to try, like with like bondage and other stuff. But I think, as we'll probably like discuss further into the episode towards the end, because we're such terrible procrastinators, everything just kind of we were scheduling them because we had to tick them off for the recording.
As you know from the pegging.
And Emma being incredibly grumpy. So, yeah, a lot of these things, it's just like, look, we've ticked it off for the sake of ticking it off. I haven't re-explored some of them. I've re-explored some of them, though, so it's fine.
Yeah,
wax play, we only did the once. Absolutely loved it, though. And George, again, I wasn't expecting him to be into it, but he was.
Yes.
So that one was really just like a really... I don't know, in a weird way, just like a really wholesome thing, because I just love experimenting so much, and just like kind of seeing George really getting amongst it just made me so happy.
It's always nice, right? It's always nice when like the vibe is just like so good and you're both enjoying it so much that you just get this little heartwarming moment. I've been having a lot of those recently. And I was like, I'm just loving this. I'm loving every second of it.
We're having a lot of wholesome times. And then to get into the ones that, as far as the audience is aware, I have not ticked off. I have two new ticks. Number one is try double penetration.
Oh, yes.
So I did that this week.
Yay. Tell us everything. Actually, wasn't that your Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Yay, so cute.
My Valentine's Day plans, George and I discussed and we were like, look, we do date nights like bi-weekly-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I don't think we need to throw in an extra dinner. Like, everyone's going to be busy. There's such expectation on this day. Let's just aim to spend time together in the evening and just have a nice night. And he was like, yep, sounds good. Money's tight, whatever. But then, we needed to take this off the list, and it was kind of like the last opportunity to do it. So my Valentine's Day plans were going to the gym with my platonic life partner, Alex. Shout out, Alex. Love you lots. And then going home and having pizzas with George, and then doing some scheduled...
Nice.
Double penetration with a dildo that has extra little straps that go around his balls and shaft. I don't recall the name.
Tell us more about the toy.
The toy.
How the toy works, and then every other part of the whole experience.
Sure. I'm a real stickler for knowing the name of the toy. Can I just share?
Have a look.
We used the Fetish Fantasy Elite Double Trouble.
Double Trouble.
Dildo.
Hilarious.
Double
name.
Trouble dildo. Pew, pew, pew. So it is a kind of more slender, just very sleek silicone black dildo. It is 6 inches in length. I'm not sure about the girth, but thicker than a thumb, but like not too thick.
Yeah, it's quite thin, isn't it, really?
Yeah. And it has two straps at the base of the shaft, one to go around a ball sack and one to go around the shaft of the penis. And so the idea is that that sits on top of the penis, and then, or even, I think you can kind of do it either way, I'm not quite sure. Actually, no. So we did it in doggy style.
Yeah.
And so he had it on top because that was the one that was going in my butt. Because, I was like, just the thin one in my butt today, please. Thank you, Lizard, thank you. But he did say afterwards, he was like, I do think it's designed to, like, more for missionary, so you can,
I see.
Like, it would actually be underneath. But George seemed to get it on with no issues whatsoever, and it stayed on really well. We had no complications with it, like, moving around or anything.
I was going to ask this, because when you see the product,
yeah.
it doesn't look all that secure.
No,
so even when we initially got gifted these toys from Adult Toy Megastore, use code RADIO10 for 10% off your order.
Boom.
That was one of the first things that occurred to me. I was like, it looks like it's going to have to be held in place.
No, I thought that too, but as far as I'm aware, it was all pretty good.
I guess once it's in, it's in.
Once it's in, it's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I definitely think my overarching opinion of it is if you are someone who is into anal and into rough sex, but you cannot handle having rough anal sex, try double penetration with a slender dildo, the Elite Double Trouble dildo by Fetish Fantasy, and you can have the mental and physical euphoric sensation of anal sex with a lot more pleasure and a lot less pain. Like, I, you know, we talked about Porn Me Watch, like, I'm into that sort of thing, but we can't have that sort of sex because, like, he's just too girthy. Like, it hurts. And I actually don't, you know, I like watching it, but
George,
I don't like the pain.
Well done.
No. It occurred to me that, like, if you're into the idea of trying to have, like, rougher anal sex, it's a really good thing because, you know, they can be having sex with your vag and going hard at it and having a great time, and you can still have the anal sex, but it's just not as painful. So I thoroughly look forward to using that multiple times
My
future.
Yes.
Love, love, loved it.
Love that. And what did you call that in the group chat when you referred to what you were doing that night?
What did I? I don't know.
It's a food group.
Food group. I'm genuinely drawing a blank.
Double kebabs.
Oh, yeah. Jay sent a picture of, like, a kebab shop where they're, like, holding two kebabs, and I said, that's going to be me tonight. Two kebabs.
That was really funny. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I definitely think that I'm not interested in double penetration with two people.
Okay.
Like, I think logistically it would be difficult, and also, again, like, girth-wise, I don't think I'd be super into it. Like, I feel like I'd be getting near maxed out with that.
Yeah.
But doing it with a toy is super cool. So I think whether that's your fantasy or not, give the fucking toy a try.
I'm going to give it a try because my butthole cannot handle a penis. I can tell you that right now.
The last thing that I ticked off is try sex art kit.
Yeah.
So I got the Lover's Art Kit. I've been very quiet about this
one. Have.
It's a very silly little time. I definitely think it was fun. So this is, you know, it comes with a canvas. It comes with non-toxic paint, a big plastic sheet so you don't get paint everywhere. It comes with these little sock booties so you can pad your way to the shower.
I love that
and it
so
comes
much.
With a loofah. I think that's the nicest touch. I definitely think the most intimate part of the experience is actually when you're, like, washing off in the shower. I do think the painting itself was just quite silly.
What did you do?
Well, like, you're actually meant to put the paint on the canvas and not on yourself. So, like, the whole joke about us putting it on my ass and my feet, as hilarious as it was, it just would have looked ghastly.
Okay.
So we just kind of, you know, you kind of put it around and then you just kind of roll around in it. Yeah, it's the same as, like, wax play and that sort of thing. We tried to approach it like play.
Yeah.
And just, like, let's just get naked and roll around this canvas and then, you know, something will spark. And that's kind of how it went. The art itself...
yeah, what does it look like? You haven't even shown me.
No, I haven't taken a picture. I have mixed feelings.
Okay.
About it.
Does it just look a bit shit?
Yes.
Do the colours go together and it just goes?
No, it's a really
brown?
Nice colour.
Oh, right.
No, I only got single colour.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I think I did actually, I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, what if a nice way to make it cooler would be, like, I don't know if they sell paints by themselves, but to do, like, another round now that the base colour's dry.
Yeah, true.
So I'm still mulling over how I want it to look
and
if I want us to share it on the Instagram.
Okay, fair.
This is coming out in a few weeks, so I have a few weeks to figure
it out.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's a very fun little time. I think if you're the kind of couple that just likes to try fun stuff and you want, like, a fun anniversary present, it's really cool and it's really cute.
Where did you do it? Like, in the lounge? Where is there enough space?
In our room. Because
we're
in the big
room. You've
got
a big room, yeah.
We did on the floor and, like, we're half of the floor. So, like, again, not great. So, we really had to go into it just being like, this is a bit silly.
Yeah.
So, in terms of eroticism, it wasn't like heavy sexual vibes. It wasn't like the height of euphoric pleasure.
Okay, yeah.
It was just more like a fun little, like, silly naked bonding time thing.
Cute.
And we're open to doing that, and so it was fun. So I'm glad I did it. Like, that was the one that we just kind of threw in last minute. So it's, like, again, it's just, like, a nice thing to, like, try.
Cool. That's so fun.
Yeah, and then the last one, as we all know, that I did not tick off is Peg or Be Pegged.
Mm.
Mark my words. Someone out there's getting pegged one day. I'm looking direct to camera. If you're watching this, it could be you.
There will be pegging.
There will be pegging to be had.
Yes.
But today's not that day. It has not happened for me. Thankfully, Emma and her awesome, awesome peggable boyfriend, Jay, who we all love, we said we weren't going to talk about penises.
Has a huge dick.
And has a huge... they did it, so congrats to them.
Thank
I'm
you so
not
much.
Bitter about it. No, I'm really not.
Look, we can't, it's like we've said so many times, it's quite hard to ram all of this into a couple of months period.
Ram. Especially if a third of your list involves getting rammed anally.
Yes, because
like
you've got quite an anal specific list.
I didn't realise. I've got, there's a bit of paint. The wax plays
yours is like the arts and crafts and anal.
Arts, crafts and anal. That's going on the Instagram.
Yeah, bio. Yeah. That's good stuff. That's going to be the title of this episode.
I love it. So that's my list.
Amazing.
I'm happy with it.
I think you've done a really good job.
Thank you, Emma. I think you've done all right.
Yeah, I think that you had some difficult stuff on there that you managed to get off the list. Did you cheat a little bit? Sure. Had you already had a threesome before we started? Sure. Had you already watched some fucking? Absolutely. However, that's overachieving, and I like that about you.
I feel like this started off as a compliment, and there was a little bit of bitterness in there.
I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I appreciate
it's only
that.
Because I'm laying the groundwork, because I also haven't ticked off one of mine, so I'm like, Tash is worse.
You're like, don't be mad at me, be mad at her. Yeah. That's my list. Let's talk about Emma's list,
okay.
Since she just told us it's going to be really disappointing.
No,
it's not. You've got some really fun updates.
I'm so excited
to talk about yours, actually.
Okay. Well, let's just list off what we know has been ticked. Mm-hmm. So the bitch did some pegging.
Oh, yeah.
And that was very fun and very hilarious. And we're both very keen to do that again. We haven't yet, but we're going to. And
yay.
I'm going to be in such a good mood, and I'm going to be such a fucking delight, and I'm going to be so enthusiastic, and no one can stop me.
Pause top.
Yeah.
Positive vibes.
All only good vibes. Okay. The other one was this is my one, that's get back into sex magic. So everything that I said about you already doing it, same. But that one was a delight. Like, I feel like right at the beginning of this season, I was just absolutely obsessed with it. To be fair, it has kind of fallen to the wayside a little bit. But
again,
I still,
because you've tried to focus on other stuff, right?
But that was just so much fun. I absolutely loved talking to Vixen when we talked to
love
her about
Vixen.
It and just learned so much. Like, that was very inspiring for me and something that I'm definitely going to keep applying to my life forever.
Yes.
The other one was try a sex machine.
Yes.
That was so fun. And I actually haven't done that again. And I really, really, I was looking at it the other day and I was like, I'm going to ride you on the weekend. I actually just want to give another little special shout out to the cowgirl, because they gifted me this sex machine, and it is not a cheap thing. And that was very, very amazing. So a huge shout out to them. They also own the B-Vibe range, one of which Tash has tried.
The rimming plug.
And they also own LaWand, which are amazing wand vibrators. So you should check out all of those ranges, because they're all awesome.
Yeah. LaWand especially. So many cool.
Yeah.
They do little limited edition runs and sets, and all of the like wands will have really cute designs. I have the unicorn one.
Yes.
And they come with like stuff, like there's always some sort of attachment. So mine has a unicorn horn on it.
Yay.
And there's like a sticker pack, and some of them have like pins and key rings. They come with like really, really
just
fun
so
stuff.
Cute, eh?
Yeah. I want to display mine in my house. I'm still figuring out how to do it.
Yeah. Get a Perspex box, like a clear Perspex box.
I think at the moment, if I have space for it, I'm going to have the unicorn box on my new shelf.
Oh, cute.
I just love it. It needs to be shown off.
It does. It's so utterly delightful, eh?
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Love you, Beaver.
Yeah. You're the best.
We made a little mini cowgirl. We need to post it.
Oh, yeah, we do. We're sorry we still haven't posted it. We will. We've been so busy.
So busy
having sex. On that note, electro sex. That was a real treat.
Well, it was meant to be solo, wasn't it?
I know. And it ended up being double.
Double.
That was just, I love it. I love electro sex. I think it feels so fun and so nice, and I'm very much keen to explore more because there's lots of attachments you can get. So now that I've got the stimulator box, you can get like internal attachments like butt plugs or probes or dildos or whatever, and just all the muscles go in that.
You
just
said you went into the like vaginal one. Would you try the butt plug one?
Yeah, I didn't like the vaginal one so much because it's big. When I say big, it's huge. It's the biggest internal toy I've got. I want a smaller one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would be quite keen to try the anal one as well because it makes your muscles clench. I feel like that would feel really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want a huge one. No, just something nice and small because, the electro it can be like an overwhelming experience, you know.
Do you think that internally could help with your pelvic floor stuff?
That was my concern, that it might worsen it.
Right. But
because my problem is an over-tightening of the muscles.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen to me the last time I used it. So we'll see.
All right.
I think I need to do a little bit more research into that one.
Nice. We're still learning, people.
I know, we're still learning. So much to learn along the way. The other one was the sex swing. I still just look at my door and it brings me such joy just thinking about fucking in that sex swing.
The same way that I feel looking at the cat sticker on your washing machine when they come to your house.
Very much so. You know, it's nice to have fun memories in the house, isn't it?
Don't understand that joke. You need to listen to the pegging episode. Oh, wait, no.
It wasn't in it.
Oh, okay. It got cut for time. But if you go to Electric Rodeo Podcast on Instagram, there's a hilarious clip about... Just trust me. Just trust me.
Check it out.
The pegging episode snippet.
Yeah, it's very good. So the rest, I think we'd kind of like talked about like the sexual pain thing and that it was just, there was no way to really tick that off. It was just going to have to be ongoing because it's always going to be a thing. I will say that this season, because we've been, I don't know, so explorative, like Jay and I, because we've been trying out all of these different things, the pain's been gone.
Really?
And I wonder if it's just because of like... I don't know. Somewhere along the way, I stopped being nervous about it and just wanted to really like focus in on what we were doing and like experience new shit and have heaps of fun and sex and be really horny and flirty all the time.
Yeah.
And that's really very much been the result of doing this bucket list. And part of that is just like, and of course, we're still doing all the things, like we're still using the bumper most of the time when we have sex, which prevents the depth of penetration and all the good lube and doing all the right things. And it's been fucking sick. Like, it's been so good.
That we makes haven't me had. So happy.
I know. So I haven't had like actual penetrative pain from sex in a really long time.
Yeah.
I know.
So we ticked it off.
I know. Yeah.
We're open to the fact that it'll potentially be a thing.
Yeah.
But that's so awesome. Yeah.
And I think there's just so much to say for that because it's like, it is a, when it's what I have, which is this overactive pelvic floor muscles, the goal is to relax them. And so I've found that because I'm just like so focused on how fun everything is.
The mental stimulation side
exactly. And how good everything else is feeling. It's actually making that happen, which is what the goal was. So I'm very stoked on that. That's been very exciting for me.
I didn't know that we haven't talked about that since the start of the season. So I'm so stoked for you.
I know.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
So... maybe if there's people out there who are experiencing similar things, obviously that episode has a wealth of information and it'd be good to talk to a specialist about it. But hey, what we've learned is maybe throwing some new experimental things into your sex life and, you know, focusing your mentality on that can potentially make a difference.
Yeah, it did for me. So hopefully it will work for other people as well.
Changing lives.
I know.
What's next?
So a couple more little tickies in this week. It's been busy. So the poor little vibrating underwear that were forgotten and not charged in time for activities and were also not charged almost in time for the activity that we actually used them for the other day, but we did tick it off. So Valentine's Day. Picture it.
Emma's Valentine's Day plans.
Yeah. Were to go to... Space Place in Wellington and use the vibrating underwear there.
So is this the planetarium?
Yeah. So what we did is we went out to a little bar to have a little drink beforehand and I had actually forgotten even to ask Jay to bring it, but he's a smart man. So he had charged up and brought it with him because he's a delight.
So Jay.
And so I put them on.
Because you forgot. again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely classic. yeah. It's so small that it just doesn't exist in my realm of the world. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so tiny. It's just like, what are you here for? But I'll tell you what it's here for. So it's a magnet style one. So you slide the vibrating bit into the top of your underwear, and then there's this little magnet that attaches on the other side of your underwear to keep it in place.
Mm.
And so I thought I had relatively tight crotch area pants on. I'll just preface by saying that. So anyway, we were just like walking along the street because we were going to the planetarium, and Jay was fucking around on his phone. And it didn't even occur to me that he was like turning it on. So he just turns it on me all of a sudden when we're walking along the road. And
because he can do it from his phone.
Yeah,
right?
So he has the app.
This is the Satisfyer Secret Fire.
Yes, yeah. Sexy Secret,
Sexy
I think
Secret.
It's called.
Yep, you're right.
And yeah, so we were just doing it on the walk, basically.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. I was like, oh, dude. I was like, this is fun. I was like, this will be, because I've wanted to start running recently, but I just haven't. And I was like, maybe if I wore this out and about when I was running, it would just keep me going the whole time. You know what I mean?
That's a good experiment to do.
Because it feels really good. Mm. And it was really fun. Like, I don't think that it would be enough to make me orgasm.
No, it rarely is.
Yeah.
It's more the
Excitement.
Yeah.
It's the fun of it, right?
Mm.
But then, yeah, so we kind of were walking a little bit and he was playing around and stuff, and then we turned it off when we arrived at the planetarium because we just wanted to get a vibe for the place. I will just say this was a R18 event as well, just so that we know it's all
Em did say kosh. If there were children there, she would not do this. And I was like, it's Valentine's Day, I don't think kids.
And it was an R18 event, so that was good. But we were in the planetarium bit itself, which is where you watch the sky show that they were doing. Now, what I had anticipated was more of like a quite loud show, pre-recorded, everything going on. What we found is that it was a beautiful visual show narrated by a singular person in that room.
Right.
And at one point, he literally says to the crowd, the guy that's doing the narration, he was like, so as you can tell, people in the middle, if you say anything, it can be heard everywhere in the room. And I was like, oh.
Where were you?
Hang on. In the middle. And so I was like, fuck it enough, this is going to work. And Jay was like, just try it. But I had to, it disconnects from the app after a while. So I was fiddling around. There's a button on it. So I was fiddling through my pants. Everyone can see. These are chairs that
It's dark though.
No, it's not. Not at this point. So you sit facing back a little bit, like these chairs lean back because what you're watching is up above your head.
Yes.
So it means your crotch is quite high because the chair is more flat than like a normal chair where your crotch is quite low.
Sure.
So I'm fucking fiddling around trying to find this goddamn button because Jay's like, well, just test it out. Just turn it on quickly. I turn it on. He insists that you cannot hear it. My chair is shaken. My chair feels like it's like rumbling. And I get social anxiety anyway. And I was like, this is too much for me. I have to turn it off. You think I can find this fucking button to turn it back off again?
Jay wouldn't turn it off for you?
No, it turns out the way that I had set it somehow with this button is that it wasn't connected to the app and I had to find it and figure out how to turn it off.
So you're fiddling again.
I'm fiddling again. I'm just, oh man. And he was like, don't worry, you can't hear it. It's fine. And I was like, I don't think I could hear it, but because I could feel it, I was like,
I would be paranoid too.
Yeah.
If I was here.
So I'm fiddling around. It takes fucking ages to find this button. It's like a really low, you know how buttons these days are just like, oh, it's just basically the same level as the rest of the thing and you just have to know where it is and lightly press it and that's how the button works.
Yeah.
It's one of those. And I could not find it. Meanwhile, as it turns out later, in the process of trying to find this button, I've removed the magnet from the outside. So maybe an hour later, I go into the bathroom at Space Place and I'm just checking it out and I was like, magnet's gone. The magnet's gone. And so I'm like looking through my pants, like, I was like, it's not here. It's not in the bathroom. It's not here. It's not in the toilet. I never found it. So part of the vibrating underwear, the magnet of it is somewhere in the Wellington Planetarium.
They were doing tidy up and they were like, why is there a fridge magnet? Because it's just a little disc.
It's just a little disc. Like, it doesn't look like anything, but it does have the SF Satisfyer on it. It's got the Satisfyer logo.
Oh, my God. I wonder
so
if they
do someone
know.
Knows, or if anyone listens to this, I'm so sorry. That part didn't touch my genitals, so that's fine.
Just their panties.
I was like, this is just fucking hilarious. But the good thing is we tried it back at home again with just any sort of strong magnet.
Fridge magnet.
And they worked. So now I'll just use a fridge magnet on it when we want to use it again.
Awesome.
But it was very fun. I was laughing at one point because Jay, like when we were walking, he kept, because he was playing with the app, so he kept looking at his phone. And I was like, people are going to be looking at us thinking that you're completely ignoring me on Valentine's Day. But I was like, but really?
Little do they know, he's in my vagina.
And he loves that shit because he loves being in control of stuff. Like he's got a lot of dom energy.
Yeah.
And so that for him was very like, I'm in charge of you. Like, you know, like
yeah, it
was
some mean a lot of sex when you went home.
Nah, we didn't actually. Oh, I know, because we had quite a bit to drink at the planetarium. They're pouring these big glasses. And so we just got home. We were so tired. So we didn't.
Oh.
But it built up because the day after that, we went to a rope tying class.
I loved it so much.
Yeah. So we went together. So me, Tash, Jay, and Tash's friend Alex all went together and we Platonic learned to rope tie. Yeah. Sorry.
Best friend.
And it was insanely fun. Like,
so cool. Such good vibes. Jill, the teacher, I don't know if she has any handles that we can. No.
Not that I know.
She, just like teaches like rigging around Wellington, I guess, and she came recommended for like a private session from a couple of different people. She was so lovely. She was fun. She was informative.
Yeah.
She just like, you know, gave us the space to have fun with it and be a little bit cheeky and gave us some like cool tips and talked about what she likes to do. I had so much fun.
It was amazing, eh?
And like, obviously you and Jay are actual sexual partners and so you were like doing it and like having a little bit of fun, and then Alex and I like to flirt and so like we were having lots of fun, but like really just getting into like the aesthetic of it and just learning it was so cool. Sorry, this is your bucket
list. Okay, no, it was amazing.
I fell in love with it. Like now it's on my list. I went home and I showed George all of the like photos and videos we took and he was like, do you want to like practice on me? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, it was so cool. And because we both, within the little partners that we had, we both swapped around as well. So at times each of us were tying the other person and then we would swap around and tie each other. Oh God, it was so cool. There was a cat there and this cat loves the rope. And so just you'd be like doing something and there'd just be this little cat. You'd be like chasing the rope around on the ground. And it was just so cute and delightful.
Yeah.
But it was, isn't it so satisfying?
Yeah, we learned how to do single columns, double columns. We did a little kind of like
shoulder
hand
tie
to chest around the shoulders tie. She showed us this like cool one she'd kind of come up with, which was like a single column holding the wrists together, and then you place the wrists like kind of over your knees, and then like a tie going down the knees down to your ankles. Like visually it's really cool. Just everything about it was so cool. And Emma and Jay very swiftly purchased some rope of their own and some wax to treat the rope.
Yeah. We had some cotton stuff, but there's something about the jute that just feels so good on your skin. Like it's rougher and it holds the knots
the
a
tension,
lot better.
Yeah.
And it just looks real cool.
It looks so nice.
And we were like, where do you get your rope? And she's like, I import it. And we're like, and you sell it, correct?
Yeah.
And she was like, yes. And we're like, we will take it, please.
We will take two.
Yeah, so we were like that. As soon as we got home, we were just like, our weekend, we're going to treat the rope and do all of the goodness to it and then just like practice.
Because I was like, I said to Alex, I was like, if they didn't have a dog, they'd be going home and fucking.
Yes. Anyway, we did. We do have a dog and we did.
Yeah. But I mean, like you would have probably done more.
Oh, yeah,
home.
Yeah.
Because once you know stuff, you can like take all the basics that we learned and just like try different stuff.
100%. Oh, it's so satisfying. I just can't wait to learn more. I couldn't sleep last night because I was just thinking about it and I was just trying to make them, I was just running through all of the steps again to try and make sure that they went into my head. Because you know how sometimes when you learn something and you leave it for too long and it's just gone?
Yeah.
And I was like, obviously there's ways that I can just watch a little video or something and get it back again. But I was like, I just don't want to forget it. And I was so paranoid about losing and like forgetting it that I couldn't sleep. I was like, it was too fun and it was too cool and I need to know everything. everything.
I really want to go to rope social.
Yeah, same.
I actually, like, as we all know, I'm more submissive. Like, I'm not, I wouldn't have gone into this thinking I'm a rigger, and Alex doesn't really have much interest in being tied up. So we alternated, but it was ultimately her tying me up, yeah. Majority.
Yeah, right.
But I really enjoyed actually doing it, like doing the knots, getting crafty. Yeah. So I actually, yeah, I kind of want to like go to one of the rope socials and see if I can like, you know, find someone who wants to be tied up.
Well, let's go.
So cool.
Yeah.
Really big, wholesome tick, yeah. That one. And then sex afterwards?
Yeah. Well, I was so tired, but I did just give him a blowjob because he was horny.
He was horny.
He was so horny. You can see on his face.
And when you had your like legs tied, and then you guys were like, "Oh, she was just telling us that," and then like it was the rest of the rope was like anchored at Emma's ankles, and he just like yoinked it up, and you just like tipped backwards. Like you could tell Jay was having a lot of fun in a respectful way. Yeah, he wasn't being sleazy at all.
No.
It was very fun. It was very fun to watch. Yeah. We got some really cute photos and videos, and we're going to post them on the Instagram so you can kind of like see what the vibe was.
Yeah, but yeah, highly recommend. Actually doing a class is so different to watching videos or reading about it as well, because I've got this really great book about it that I will link, because for the life of me it's gone from my brain what it's actually called, and it's amazing. It's like 150 pages that only talk about the safety and like the structures of your body and your nerve systems and stuff, and then it gets into how to actually do some of the basic ties. So it's fucking great. But then like watching videos and stuff as well, it's kind of like, oh, I can see that there is a knot happening, but I cannot see every angle of your hands. Yeah. So I do not know how that's happening. But when you're actually in a class, like you can see everything and you repeat it and you're actually doing it.
You go, where did I go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, this is wrong. Why? Yeah. Like, what has happened
here?
What
did I do? Yeah. Emma added in a few extra steps for some reason.
Honestly, I think, do you know what? When we first got there, it was that first tie.
Yeah, it was.
And I was just, I think I had got myself so worked up about going and doing it that I just became, I got really nervous for like 5 minutes and my hands felt really like jumbly and weird. And yeah, there was a moment where she was doing something and all she was actually doing was just moving the direction that her hand was in.
She did say, to be fair, this makes or breaks people.
Yeah, and she just did this one thing. And for some reason, I thought that she was adding like an extra loop around. And so I kept doing it and I was like, this is wrong. And then as soon as I sorted it out, the rest of it was smooth sailing and everyone was really good and fine. Yeah. And the stress left and we nailed it.
Because I was like, this is Emma's thing, but she's struggling.
No, it was just
we were just sitting over on the other side of the room. We were like, we're done. What are we doing now? And Emma's like,
It was so funny.
You did great.
Yeah, thanks. I was so like that moment of I just was in panic mode.
Aww.
You know, and your brain just goes completely like stupid, because I was like, oh, well, this is my one, so I need to be really good at it.
Aww.
Yeah, but then after that, it was all perfect.
Yes.
Honestly, we're amazing.
Suspended Jay from this. Yeah. Like, we keep making jokes about wanting to do suspension.
Well, she does teach that, so keep it up and you'll be able to
do it.
That's
on the next season's bucket list. Yeah. Suspension bondage.
Yeah, and we're going to record the podcast from the roof. So the last one on my list is the erotica.
Ooh.
And as you know, I'm writing it in the background. That's actually a lie. I haven't even started. I've been lying to you all season. I've been telling you that I've been writing it, but really I've been so busy. But the good thing is we're recording this 2 weeks in advance. So over the next 2 weeks, I am going to write the whole thing. Oh. You have given amazing, amazing ideas over our Instagram. A very naughty little boy called Max actually sent through some very funny kinks on our last poll that we did on Instagram about what we should include. So, man, get prepared for some ball crushing and
skit.
I'm not including skit. I will include piss play. But it's going to be
compromising.
It's going to be really fun. So obviously this is the last episode, but keep your eyes and ears out because there's going to be a few little special episodes where we thought we would just do a reading.
Yeah, we are actually going to share it with you once Emma's done it. So even though this is the end, it's not the end.
It's not the end.
Because we'll just do some low-key little filmings of us reading this silly little erotica. Yeah. So there's still much more to look forward to. If anything, we should have pretended that we did this on purpose and that we were doing it for you guys.
And that's what we actually did, and this was all just a ploy.
Surprise!
Yay!
So that's your list?
That's my list.
How are we feeling?
Really good.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know what it is. The last 3 days, I've just been like...
It's because we're coming to the end.
On cloud nine.
Oh.
Like, honestly, because I think when we first started the season, I had been having like quite bad troubles with sexual pain, and Jay was also going through a few health things as well. And so I'd made this list, and it was actually looking like there was a bunch of shit that we weren't going to be able to do. We weren't super connected. We weren't having heaps of sex. And because of that, we weren't like in like a super flirty phase. Mm. And so I kind of feel like at the beginning of the season, I was a bit like, fuck, like, am I actually going to be able to do this? Am I going to be enthusiastic enough to talk to people about it and act like I know what I'm talking about, you know? And that's always a stressor for me as a sex educator when I'm not having heaps of sex or I'm not having like the sex that I want to be having, you know, because of those things. So that was a bit stressful. And then honestly, just like the last couple of months, we've been in such a good place. Like, the pain thing has really lessened for me, as we talked about. Jay's health issues have gone away and, you know, like, and healed and stuff. And so we're just like in this awesome, sexy, flirtatious, fun space. Just, he wants to explore everything. Even listening, it made me realise though that maybe there's been a few instances where I've talked to you more than I have him about some of the interests of mine.
Yeah.
So like when we were talking about the fantasies and stuff, he didn't realise that the porn that I watch and that what I really enjoy necessarily is like real rough stuff.
Yeah.
And so he started just being like, oh, she likes it rough, she likes it rough, and just like including it into everything. And it's been like fucking wild.
Yeah. Having George, he listened to, I think it was the fantasy episode as well. I think I'm pretty assertive with like saying what I'm into.
Yeah.
I think. But yeah, there was a moment, I already told you this, where after the fantasies episode, and I talked about how my favorite sex position had like changed because we're enjoying the eye contact and like looking at each other. And we like switched from doggy to that position. And I just heard him whisper, "Your favorite." And I was like, "What was that?" And he was like, "Hmm."
It
was cute. Like, I don't know. Yeah, we were going to talk about what we've kind of learnt from this. Do you have any that stand out to you? Like, other than you kind of didn't realise that you, like, hadn't communicated certain fantasies that, like, you thought you had?
And I think it's just, like, reiterated how important exploration and play is.
Mm.
Because I know that we talk about that a lot, and honestly, it just holds so much truth to it, you know? Like, and especially around this kind of, I guess, kind of bringing it back to the idea of the sex magic and stuff as well, is, like, that idea that, like, your eros and your sexual energy is actually a life force as well.
Yeah.
And I have to say, and it's not like sex isn't everything, but when you're having really good fucking sex and when you're feeling really connected with people, that trickles into every part of your life.
That's why we're so on cloud nine this week.
Yeah.
Because we've ticked stuff off and we're feeling really accomplished and we're having great sex.
Yeah. And I think that's really it. Like that, the trickle down effect doesn't work for economics, but it does work for this. Like it actually does spread out into the other areas of your life. And I feel different at the end of this than I did at the beginning.
Aww.
I know. What about you?
Yeah, I think we've started echoing this a lot more towards the end of the season. The one thing that I have always ringing in my head is when Luna said kink is play.
Yeah.
And not just kink, like all of the sexual exploration, just definitely viewing it as play and approaching it that way has been like probably the biggest mental shift. And that's been really cool. Just like really finding a lot of eroticism from trying out things when we didn't approach it from a necessarily sexual perspective. Like we just wanted to try it for the sake of experimentation has been a really, really cool part of this. I think also I've just kind of learned the more sex I'm having, the more sex I want to be having.
Agreed.
Like, and that in having conversations with you and then with other people about the podcast and kind of, you know, we've been recording this since November last year.
I think we actually started recording in September.
So almost 6 months we've been recording for. And so there's been natural peaks and valleys in there. And there was a period of kind of around November, December, where actually we had probably our largest kind of dry spell that we've ever had. And it was like 3 weeks or a month or something. And it was really interesting. And I think I just kind of got burnt out. Like we were in such a good space. Like weekends, we were doing it all the time. Like there was one episode where I was like, yeah, we might have sex 3 times a day. That's not something we do often. That's just something that started happening.
Yeah.
And like now I'm just like, that's not really something that's like happening. But like, yeah, it really has fluctuated. And I think it was so good. And then I almost got a bit burnt out. Yeah. I think the work stuff was part of it. Yeah. But I think accepting natural fluctuations in your sex drive and making peace with when it slows down and making the most of and celebrating when it speeds up is something that's like really important to understand. And just like, yeah, understand where your body's at and really connect with that.
Agreed. That's beautiful. Aww. Parting advice for people, I think, though, right? And it's so true. Like, I think that has come through, hopefully, that you will go through ups and downs in everything. And, yeah, enjoy the ups. That's what you said, and I think that's really nice.
Have grace for yourself and your partner when you're on the downs. And just keep communicating.
Yeah.
And keep masturbating.
Yeah, do that. Keep
you're
that
allowed
going.
To, you're, that's the other thing. You're allowed to masturbate. If you're in a dry spell, you're still allowed to masturbate and do stuff yourself. And that can get you back in the mood to, like, pick things back up. So, yeah, I think that's been, like, a big part of it. Anything else? I don't know. Chatting about sex is cool. I've had so many more, like, conversations with people. Like, my family, like, my mum has, like, gotten so into this. Like, people's capacity to want to talk about this stuff is, like, very much there. Yeah. You just have to like start those conversations, and hopefully like we've allowed for other people to do that.
Yeah, I think so. We've had good feedback from some of you, so
yeah, hopefully. I've had some really nice messages from people that I wouldn't have expected messages from, like showing support. So this is probably a good opportunity to thank everyone for their support on the season. Thank you for being invested in Emma and I's journeys and all of the weird stuff we've been doing. It's been really cool, and if anyone's taken anything from it and like it can improve their sex life, then that is absolutely just enough for us to get horny about.
Fuel us until the next season. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget to look out for our little erotica stories coming up soon, and you know, stay erotic out there.
Stay erotic, baby,
please. We love you all. Thank you so much. Hopefully we shall be back shortly for season 4. Bye. You've been listening to the Electric Rodeo podcast by Adult Toy Megastore.
Follow Electric Rodeo free on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And to keep up to date with our bucket list progress, follow at Electric Rodeo Podcast on Instagram.